Randy Fiveash is the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism, and as always, we welcome him to Front and Center. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Dan?
Terrific. And here we are talking about winter, and that means, as always, the tourism industry in Connecticut is cranked up. It drives the Connecticut economy in so many ways. How about talking about that?
Well, you know, winter is a great time to be in Connecticut. You know, a lot of people think that just the summer or the spring is the time to be. But winter is a really great time to be in Connecticut. Winter sports, winter activities, a great time. You know, to tourism overall, though, in Connecticut is a key driver of Connecticut's economy. Tourism is a $14 billion a year industry in Connecticut year-round. And the sector generates $1.6 billion a year in tax revenue and over 118,000 people that are in Connecticut are employed by tourism. In the tourism industry, 82,700 of those are direct jobs. So what I tell people all the time is 118,000 Connecticut families are touched by tourism in Connecticut in some way by somebody in their family being employed by tourism. So it's a big business in our state.
And you know, looking at some of the numbers, I see, for example, the lodging tax receipts increased from 2015 over 2014. Talk about that.
It did. The lodging tax receipts were up 7% over 15 over 14, which was really good. We're in the process now of compiling all the numbers for this year. And the hotel occupancy, that was the tax receipts, the number of dollars, so that's the dollars. The hotel occupancy was up 4%. So that was really good. And so, you know, people are coming here, people are enjoying their stay, people are responding to our advertising, our marketing. People are coming here because they enjoy what we have here. They're responding to the great people here in Connecticut, the great product, the diversity of product, tourism product here in Connecticut year-round, not only in the winter, but the spring, the fall, we just came off a really positive fall season and a summer season. So it's a really year-round great time to be here in Connecticut.
And we're going to be talking about some of what's out there this winter, but people also should visit ctvisit.com, Randy, because that's a great website.
It is, Dan, and ctvisit.com, we just, in April, April of this year, unveiled the rebuilt new ctvisit.com. So every one of your listeners need to go on that site, ctvisit.com, and go and see all the things that there are to do. There's information on over 4,000, tourism attractions, accommodations, restaurants, and that's more than double than we're on the old site that we had. There's things for everything from Connecticut made gift guide to getaways, itineraries, winter packages, deals, and it's just a terrific site. Our consumer newsletter you can sign up for, our visitor guide you can get on there. But it's everything is very, very easy to navigate. So it's a great resource for any visitor or anybody here in Connecticut that wants to find out what's going on in their own backyard.
Randy, what are some of the new and must-do activities this winter?
You know, we've got some really neat new things. There are a couple of new hotels that have opened in our state. One is a terrific place. In fact, I was just there yesterday. The Earth Tower of the Mohegan Sun Resort is just a. You come over that ridge there, and you see Mohegan Sun anyway, and it's just a terrific sight. But the new Earth Tower of Mohegan Sun is brand new, and it's just an amazing place. So people need to check that out. It's a great place. Mohegan Sun, anyway, if you're into gaming, that's great too, but the entertainment and the restaurants and shopping, everything there is just terrific. as well. Hotel 0 degrees is in Danbury, and that's brand new as well. You know, we have a new Connecticut Spirits Trail, which is kind of interesting.
Yes.
The state's newest specialty trail. We've got a number of different kind of trails that are in Connecticut. And this is featuring craft distilleries and tasting rooms. You know, we have the wine trail, we have the beer trail all around the state, and now we have the spirits trail. And this next one is really a very special one. It's a never before seen exhibit at the very brand new Thompson Exhibit Building at Mystic Seaport. This is a new building that is just terrific exhibit hall at Mystic Seaport. And yeah, many of you listeners I know have been to Mystic Seaport. There's always something new and exciting there. The lantern tours are going on during the holiday season. But there's a new exhibit at the new Thompson Exhibit Building called Sea Change, and it is just a fabulous. It opens December 10th, and it features a range of maritime artifacts. And the final thing is this brand new is the world's largest multi-level go-karting track. Now, this is something you need to check out,
yeah.
Dan. And trampoline park there at NASCAR.
Wow.
In Montville. So it's opening in mid-December. So a lot of great new things.
I see there's eagle watching, other outdoor adventures you can do, skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, ice skating. There's so much to do, Randy.
It really is. You know, it's a matter of, you know, there's an old saying, and it's a tired old saying, I know, but it's something for everybody, you know. But there really is something for everybody. It depends on what your interest is. Whether you want to be indoors, outdoors, whether you want to be active adventure, whether you want to be something a little more tame, if you will. But if you want to go ice skating, for example, you know, there's great ice skating here in the Hartford area, in Bushnell Park. If you want to go down in Foxwoods, it's just amazing. Foxwoods is such a great place, resort. And they've got such a terrific, terrific ice skating rink that's surrounded by more than 100,000 shimmering lights down there. So it's just a wonderful holiday atmosphere down there. So it's just in a lot of trails if you want to go hiking and biking and all that, all those things. So it's just a matter of what your interest is.
You mentioned Mystic. You've got the holiday lights at Lake Compounds, too.
The holiday lights at Lake Compounds is fabulous. The holiday lights Fantasia at Goodwin Park in Hartford. I mentioned earlier the lantern light tours at Mystic Seaport, which go from November 25th to December the 31st. So it's the scenes, the six scenes in over 70 minutes. The Nutcracker Suites there. The Reindeer Festival in Greenwich is November 25th through the 24th. So there's so much wonderful stuff that's going on there. So just terrific, terrific things to do.
I want to talk about this again. I know, Randy, you touched on this, and we're talking with Randy Fiveash, who heads the Connecticut Office of Tourism. And there's so much information on ctvisit.com, 4,000 tourism attractions, restaurants, accommodations, 15-plus winter getaway itineraries, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, Randy.
It really is. You can go on there. A couple of things that are there that you can go on, you can get sample itineraries if you want. If you're just kind of saying, you know what, I want to go and I want to do a day or I want to do a weekend or I want to do whatever, but I'm not really sure what all I want to do. You know, there's sample itineraries and you can put it all together. You can build your own itinerary. There are calendars of events. So you know exactly what's going on every day of the month. So you can figure out what you want to do. Individual pages. You can click on a partner. We call them partner pages, which are our individual pages of the businesses, the tourism businesses in the state. And each one of those have they highlight each destination, and all of these they have all the information. They got pictures in their websites and how you can book tickets if it's an attraction or a hotel, if you want to book a room or a bed and breakfast if you want to go there. So a lot of things there, and then so many opportunities on ctvisit.com.
Now, Randy, the Connecticut Office of Tourism conducts a listening tour. What can you tell our audience about this?
Well, we've just, because of the, as it, most of you listeners, I'm sure, have heard and are aware, there's a tighter state budget, and so what we have done is a defunding of the three regional tourism districts. And so what we have done as the State Office of Tourism is we've partnered with the eight metro chambers of commerce, and as well as the a number of the other partners around the state, the other chambers of commerce, the council of governments, many of the arts organizations, and we have done listening tours around the state. We've done 10 of them. In fact, we finished up the last one that will happen this calendar year. We'll start some more after the first of the year. We finished one this morning up in Storrs, and we partnered with these groups to really listen to people, to find out what all they need, what all, to make sure that there's not anything missed at all in helping to market all of the tourism entities around the state, with all of the, from a central, more centralized regional tourism marketing effort.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What do you hear? What's some of the input?
Well, you know, the input is that they're happy we're doing it. They're thrilled that we're out there, and they want us to. We're getting some really, really good input from various sections of the industry. You know, we're getting some good input, quite frankly, from the cities and the towns that are saying, hey, we've never had we've never had anybody to come and say, hey, how can we participate as cities and towns, individual cities and towns, and how can we help our businesses within our towns participate? And we're helping them to help their individual businesses within their towns. So it's a large scale getting more people under the tent, so to speak. And so it's a really good dialogue we've been having, and it's really, really very helpful. It's a very healthy process, and we're excited about it.
That's terrific. Randy, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we just want to wish everybody, obviously, a happy holidays. It's a great time, again, to spend some time with family and friends, and bring those family and friends into Connecticut and spend some time in doing all the great things here. And anything you need, you can find at ctvisit.com. And we appreciate you and all your team there, Dan. And anything we can do to help any of our visitors, we're happy to do it.
Our pleasure. And Randy, season's greetings to you and your family as well.
You bet. Thank you so much. Happy to be here with you.